Ding, 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 ding. Ding, 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 ding. We have an important announcement to make on the Island Island podcast.
We've reached 30 episodes.
Woo-hoo! This is a monumental achievement, boys and girls.
That's not what I was going to say.
I know.
But it's what we can say.
What's going on, guys? Episode 30 of On the Island podcast. It's been a ride, for sure. It's been a roller coaster of a ride. I'm glad we're back.
Lots of debates on whether or not the podcast is still staying alive.
Oh, it's staying.
There was no debate on whether or not it's going to stay alive. There was only a debate on how much effort we were going to be putting into the pod.
Right. The exact same that we've been putting.
And let me tell you right now. No, let me tell you right now. Fans listening out there, you're going to see some changes.
Yeah, Jake offered to edit, so you'll definitely be seeing some. I don't know if it's a good or a bad change.
I don't
change,
know what that means.
But you'll be seeing some changes.
Just make sure you look in the IG. We're going to have some big things are coming.
Big things are popping off.
Big tings.
Big things out here. So, yeah, I'm Jake.
I'm Abdul.
And I'm Ian.
And let's get started.
Ian, what just
happened? I thought you were going to do something.
What?
What just happened recently?
Oh, like really recently?
Yeah.
Oh my God, dude.
We're diving in.
Dude. So me, Jake, and Abdul.
Yeah.
The only people on the podcast.
Yeah, the only ones who matter.
Yeah.
Yeah. We went out to eat for the first time.
Yeah, since COVID.
Yeah, so.
Restaurants are open.
Yeah, so we went out to eat. I had two big tall boy brewskis.
Right.
And I hadn't drank in a while, really. So, another story. Well, something I got to talk about later is I got a new job and I work at a brewery now.
Yeah, we'll get to that.
Yeah. But anyways, I thought my tolerance might be, you know, up a little more now, but it was not.
Right.
So I'm.
Well, to start it off, I come into the apartment and I'm just like, these motherfuckers are really trying to be dripped right now. Like, Ian's out here fucking full John.
Oh, he's John.
Dude, you think the first time I go out, I'm not going to get johned up?
Full John out here with the Hawaiian shirt, with the little hula lady and the fucking parasail and the chain and the palm trees and the dude surfing and the volcano. And
It's a lot. It's
chest it's hair, a lot. Bro. And
it's,
the
a,
chain.
It's a beautiful thing.
Yeah.
Had to get dripped for the first time going out. So we went out.
Right. To a restaurant.
Yeah, so we went out to a restaurant. That restaurant will remain unnamed.
Right, right.
For privacy reasons.
Yep. Don't want to. I mean, no free sponsors here.
Yeah.
Not anymore. Like I said, there's big things coming.
Do you want me to take a little bit into it and then you pick up from there?
Yeah. Do that.
So we were there. We're just having a good time, you know. Just I got my order. They got my order wrong, just like they do every time at this restaurant.
Yeah, but
you know, I'm okay with it. It's fine. It happens all the time. I went there for my birthday. They messed up then too, but it's okay. You know. As we're leaving, Ian just like chugs his beer. He's like, all right, we got to go. He just chugs it.
And mind you, it was half of a tall boy, which what is like 2.75 beers?
That would be
two beers?
11 ounces, which is almost a whole can.
He just manned up and he just downed it. And while we're leaving, he's like, he doesn't know what's going on. And I like see somebody, like one of the hostesses walking up to us. And she's just like, excuse me. And I was just like, wait, what? And then Ian just keeps walking. I'm like, yo, hold up. And she's like, hey, so I wanted to ask you a question real quick. And I was like, what's up? She was like, oh, this one. She points to Ian. I'm like, all right. And then she just goes.
At this point, I'm rock solid.
As in.
I know what's
happening. As in confidence? Like, or?
Yeah. Like, at this point, I know what's happening.
She says, are you single? And I just walk out the door. I'm like, this man.
Oh, you don't even know what happened after that.
Yeah. I just walked out the door. I was like, listen, this is all his journey. I'm going to let him do what he's got to do. I walk out and I just go to Jake to the car and I'm like, this dude's ego is about to be off the fucking shade right now.
And I'm like this. I'm just thinking to myself and I'm like, God damn it. This man in the Hawaiian shirt is really popping off
dude,
right now.
I'm telling you, bro. This is the summer vibe. The fucking Hawaiian shirt plus some shorts, but I'm gonna get some cooler shorts, so I'm gonna have to, either way, I don't know, the vibe is gonna be
right
to the roof the entire summer.
Right. Okay.
But anyways, after you left, so you were there when she said, are you single?
I just heard, are you single?
And then you did.
And you said yeah, and I just
oh
dipped.
He never looked back either.
Okay.
He never looked back.
No.
So then she was like, oh well, I don't know how she worded it really, but she was like, "Oh, she wants, she thinks you're cute or something."
Oh, I heard that part. She was like, "Oh, well, my friend right here wants to get your number or whatever."
Yeah. So I'm like, "Oh, absolutely." So because I saw her from a distance and I was like, even through the mask, because everybody was wearing a mask.
Yeah.
I was like, she has nice eyes.
Yeah.
You know. And at this restaurant, you can also tell other features.
just the eyes.
Yeah,
just
yeah,
eyes are our waitress feature. Had really pretty eyes, too.
Yes,
Yeah, she did. But, yeah, so I walk over there, and, you know, we start talking a little bit. I was asking her just general questions about, you know.
About herself?
Yeah. And then got the Snap, got the Insta.
Oh my god.
You didn't
get
the Insta, you found the Insta.
No, it was the same as her Snap.
Oh, okay.
So either way I'm in there.
He's either in way there. He did a lot of you know, a smart play right here. You get her Snap, but then you're gonna also look to see if her Snap's same as the IG. So right. Then you can cross reference between the two.
Well, see what happened was I looked at Snap and it didn't come up automatically, so I was like, oh fuck, she gave me like some bum ass like name. But then I looked on Insta and it was the right one.
Yeah,
so then I went back to Snap and added it.
There we go. That's what I'm saying, the cross reference between the two.
He walks up to the car and I'm like, look at this fool. He's just like smiling. Bro,
dude, I don't think your chain has ever popped that hard.
Did it come out,
dude, when you were walking? No, when you were walking to the car, that thing was out. That thing was full blown, all the way out to the perfect like viewpoint. I was like, "This man."
I roll the window down. I'm like, "It's the shirt." And he's like, "Fuck yeah, it is,
dude." I'm telling you, bro.
It's a W.
I'm a new man.
It's a W.
This shirt is a new man.
Then he starts telling us about how she knows so much about her, and I was like, "Bro, that was 30 seconds. You talked to her. You had like five facts about her."
Bro, dude,
I'm a
powers, man.
I'm a communications major. What can I say?
You just got it right out of her.
Yeah.
Good stuff, Ian. Yeah. I'm proud of you, man. It's good stuff.
Just a great moment for the day, you know.
It was good. You know, I'm just can't help it, but I'm just a player at heart.
Yeah.
it's an art form. Never, and then with the shirt, it just
never talks to women, but just a player.
I'm just a player at heart. Just how it is.
Well, I can't wait to meet her.
Yeah. Anyways. What else? What?
You're gonna tell her about the pod, right?
We'll not after this.
What do you mean? This is great.
We'll wait.
Cause think about it, she was sitting there, thinking about asking you the whole time.
She was like, "Wow, I bet that guy has a podcast."
Dude, yeah.
She wants to know our side of the story.
Maybe, yeah. That's I'd like to I'm know saying. Her side of the
yeah,
story.
Yeah, that would be a good. Yeah,
because we never really made eye contact or anything.
There you
I
go.
I was looking over there though, low key at the host stand.
Yeah, see, that's me, bro. I sat looking away from the host stand. Because,
I didn't even think of that.
Because
dude,
if I'd
have sat where Jake sat,
it wouldn't
none
happened.
Of this would have happened.
No. Yeah. You were sitting right in her direct view, bro. We
it
were
could
like,
be Jake.
We were
in
like
my
10
position.
Feet away from her.
Yeah.
Could it be Jake though? I'm just joking.
I'm not wearing a cool Hawaiian
shirt
with parrots.
Right.
I'm wearing a regular Nike shirt, so like my chances are at least 95% down the drain.
Fuck Nike, I guess.
Yeah. So guys, wow. In other news,
yeah,
some crazy shit went down.
Uh-huh.
I know you guys have probably seen it on the news, but
Oh, right.
Yeah, this police shit, man. There's some crazy shit going down.
The brutality.
And, yeah. I just thought we should touch on it a little bit.
Yeah.
I mean, probably acknowledge it.
Yeah, just acknowledge it a little bit.
Honestly,
I
haven't read into it at all. I've just seen like the stuff on the surface. Like I just see headlines or I'll see like a 10-second clip people post on their stories. Like everybody's been posting about it. It's just one thing that's
so
like
it's
arisen.
Yeah.
Just like posting about this guy. I think his name's George Floyd.
Yeah.
Like being choked while or he was being arrested and ended up dying.
Dude, it's just sad, man.
It's really sad, man. And everybody's posting about it. It's just like a huge movement that just came out of nowhere, you know? I feel like it's got a lot of what I'm going to call like COVID energy or quarantine energy. Like people want like a purpose through all this.
And dude, it's a good way to bring it's a bad thing that happened, but I mean it's a good way to bring people together for like a common mm-hmm. like I wouldn't say like a cause, but like a common, you know, we need to put all of our efforts into making things better, you know?
Yeah. I mean, I completely get that. The only, my only concern is like, aren't we supposed to be social distancing? People are protesting and like getting all together and looting. And like, I respect it. I respect
at least it's not for a dumbass cause. Yeah. Like the people that were trying to repeal like
the quarantine.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I definitely respect the purpose behind it, but I feel like, that just sucks that we're in a time where we can't be that close, but even we want to be, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, just respect everyone, you know, protesting in peace.
Yeah.
So, hell yeah. So,
You're going to touch more on it?
Yeah. I just thought it was...
Well, you brought it up. I thought you'd have some stuff to say.
I mean, he's just sad, you know? And he was kind of friends with an NBA player, which was kind of...
Oh, dang.
Weird as well. Hmm. Like, he was... apparently really good friends with this dude named Steven Jackson who played on the Spurs for like 10 years. And that's just like kind of a small world, you know?
Mm.
Like, it's just like some random dude, but he actually like knew like famous people.
Yeah, yeah. How do you feel about the riots though?
I don't know, man. I just feel like sometimes you don't need to go that far.
Right.
Because like, didn't they burn like a building down?
They burned down a Target, bro.
Yeah, like I just don't...
Either they burnt down a Target or they looted the Target, but they burnt down an AutoZone.
Yeah, yeah. Like, I just feel like...
They do be looting.
Huh?
They do be looting.
Oh, dude. Loot. Yeah.
Mm. And then we'll get loot later.
And then, like, all these other places that are starting to do protests, like, not peaceful ones. Like, I know Charlotte did some stuff, like, last night.
Yeah,
that wasn't, like, the best.
But I guess you gotta make... You gotta put your message out. So, I guess, like, in times like this, it's sometimes not okay, but sometimes, you know... warranted to do something.
I don't know, man. I just don't feel like innocent people should be like affected by it, you know? Like if you're just like chilling in your car and people start like punching your shit or like breaking your stuff.
Yeah.
And you just happen to be
it's really messed up. I've seen the argument of to like defend people saying, "Oh, well, it's not right to like go riot and loot
vandalize
stuff."
Yeah.
And the argument against that is like, "Okay, well, it's not right to, you know, kill innocent people."
Yeah. Well, yeah, yeah.
So
I agree with that.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, it's all fucked up, but yeah, it's just all fucked up. That's all I have to say.
Yeah. I don't want to like.
Thank you for your input, Ian.
Yeah. It's all fucked up.
Listen, I can respect it.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess. I mean, I didn't really want to, you know, go too in depth.
Yeah,
I mean, actually, just... you know, actually, I do have another thing.
Please.
I've also seen a lot of things where people have been saying like, well, this isn't a protest against white people.
Mm-hmm.
It's a protest against racists. Mm-hmm. It's everyone against racists.
Right, right. Mm-hmm.
It's not like a race, like it's not like black versus white. It's not like, you know, whatever. It's everyone in the world versus people who are racist.
Yeah.
And I mean, there was a lot of people doing different things, you know, because there was a lot of cops on this one where the cops were giving their thoughts and their opinions on it and like all that kind of stuff. So I saw all of that. And then like from my perspective, like I saw a lot of people like brown people that I follow that were like, you don't have to be black to support this cause.
True.
It's a common theme for this. For sure.
Absolutely.
Absolute. Loot.
Vodka.
Mm-hmm. Loot.
Absolute. Yeah, honestly, I think that the Twitter screenshot is definitely the laziest form of meme.
Mm. Is that a different thing?
Yeah, this is... I just changed the subject.
Twitter screenshot?
Yeah, man. You see, like, on Instagram, like, on, like, meme pages.
I know what you're talking
and it's
about.
And all it is...
It's
just
somebody's tweet.
Yeah.
Oh, they don't put anything else?
Yeah.
It's just somebody else's tweet, and it's a good tweet, and it just goes viral because it's a meme because it's a good tweet.
So they don't have any other text on the top or the bottom?
Nope.
Just
a tweet.
So someone tweets, you tweet, Ian, I screenshot it and put it on my larger platform, and it becomes a meme.
And it's a banging tweet.
Yeah. That's it.
You haven't seen that? You've seen it. You just don't realize it.
Yeah, I don't. I just consider it a tweet. I don't consider it a meme.
Think about it, though. Really think about it.
It is pretty lazy.
It's very lazy.
It needs to stop. I was like, where are you going with this?
But I kind of like
that. Yeah, I was about to say, I've seen those too. And I like
them. I don't know. That was just something I wanted to try out material-wise.
Right. You doing stand-up again?
I want to.
Do you?
Yeah, especially once this shit ends.
Yeah. I saw like a couple. I heard. I was listening to this podcast, and there were some comedians talking about how some comedians have been doing like Zoom shows.
Yeah, fuck that.
But they don't really work. But like, there's this one comedian. He's a little person, and he does comedy too. And he was talking about how he's had shows where he like had like 100 people come out, and they were like distanced and like all that kind of stuff, and they all had a really good time. Like they're just doing comedy, you know. And how he had to change his jokes based on like the how it is now, because he would be like, oh, so I was like, I hooked up with this girl last week, but he can't use that anymore. He has to be like, oh, yeah. It was like a couple months ago.
Like, oh, I was at this restaurant like two weeks ago. Exactly. And it doesn't really resonate with people.
Yeah, because you can't be there. Yeah, you got to change it based on the time. You can't do that.
Like two guys walk into a bar, but like the bar's
closed.
Yeah. That's the joke.
Yeah. Yeah, that's wild.
Yeah. Comedy.
Comedy. That's what this podcast is focused on.
That's what it says when you look us up.
Oh, man. So, what did we do on Monday, guys?
Monday?
Yeah. Memorial Day?
Memorial Day.
Yeah.
What did I do?
Yeah.
You want to know what I did for Memorial Day?
I
want to
know what you did on Memorial Day.
I want to know what you...
On the Patriotic Day?
Mm-hmm.
We did the Murph, baby.
Hell fucking yeah, we did
the
Murph.
We did
the
fucking Murph.
I barely finished it, but we did that.
I was about to say, like, we
these two did the Murph in a respectable amount of time. I did the Murph in the longest amount of time it's ever taken me.
But we all finished.
We all finished. I broke down, bro. I was like,
that's what it's all about.
I was struggling, man. My biggest thing was I didn't want to, like, I know you guys said, listen, man, Ian vommed last week. You were like, oh, it'll make you feel better. I was just really focusing on not vomiting.
Dude, I had a period. It was about like a 5-minute period where I was getting the spins again, the caffeine spins.
Yeah, yeah, that's what happened to me.
And I was sitting there like, okay, I have two options. Go in the weeds and vom, mm-hmm. which, I mean, like you said, no one wants to vom.
Right.
Plus, it makes you feel better, but I mean, I can't put myself through that.
Yeah, my body would feel like shit after I vommed if I wanted to continue.
I just closed my eyes for like 5 minutes and just told myself, just breathe, baby.
Yeah.
I did some of those breathing techniques, Ian. Not sure if they worked or not.
The
I was just doing the five in,
oh yeah,
five out. I mean, that's like, you know, the most generic, but dude, that shit worked.
Yeah.
Like banging.
I was really trying to focus on my breathing. My biggest thing was like, I had an energy drink before, which was a bad idea.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just like, I would do like three sets and I would try and get back into it. And then I would just get like super dizzy again. I'd be like, fuck.
No, you would get dizzy and you would get unmotivated. Yeah. And the only thing that motivates you is an IG post.
Dude. I swear to God, this dude was laying on the ground. He hands me his phone. He goes, dude, record me. Hit this this set real quick. I start recording him. He bangs that shit out.
Like it's his first set of pull-ups.
Yeah. I was like, bro.
Gotta do it for the clout, baby.
And then he finishes most of his stuff. And he's also laying it down again, Abdul. And he's like, oh, this is good lighting. Take a picture of me. Right? And me and Ian are like, dude, you're not like a sunflower field, bro. Like, what
dude,
are you like?
Like, this dude had his titty out. His nip was
My nip was out. But yeah, man, at one point I just sat there and like I wanted to quit so many times, and I was like, the boys are gonna be disappointed. I just like turned my music off. I just pulled up a Goggins video, and I just started watching Goggins, bro. And I was like, he was talking about fucking. Like
embracing
running,
the suck,
running like 100 miles and like whatever, like your mental and like all this other stuff. And I was like, I gotta finish, man. And then like at one point we also had that girl that came by, and she was like, oh, you guys doing the Murph? And we're like, yeah. And she was like, hell yeah, get it. That shit was cool.
Oh yeah,
that gave me like an instant burst of motivation.
Oh, right, definitely. Yeah, shout out to her. But yeah, man, eventually I finished. It took me an hour and a half. The boys came back to motivate me in the end, but I eventually finished, got it done. And I'm glad I did.
Dude, it was lit.
Oh, was, and also, my excuse is I was fasting for 30 days and I wasn't very well nourished, and I still fucking did it.
Hell yeah.
Dude, it was lit. It was dummy.
Yerd.
I was actually surprised on how, like, not easy it was, but how, I mean, we finished, like, pretty well.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we didn't do, like, good time, but we weren't, like, dying afterwards or whatever. And that's what that shit does to you, man.
Fuck the Murph, man.
Fuck the Murph. But after the Murph, we got on the motherfucking game. the motherfucking game.
After birth, I went to work.
I got on the motherfucking game.
What did I do? Oh, I went to Ashboro.
Oh, yeah, well.
Yeah, I went to Ashboro. I had to help a friend work on his car.
Speaking of work, your boy has a new job.
Congratulations, Ian. You finally have an occupation.
I'm done. I'm done sitting in the house collecting unemployment. Leeching off of
the government.
I'm going to make slightly less, but be working.
Have something to do.
Yeah.
Human interaction.
So I'm working at Heist Brewery. Come through. Mm-hmm. It's in Noda.
Got the right plug. By the YMCA.
Yeah.
Come learn about beer.
I'll tell you about beer. You can learn about beer. You can try beer. You can eat our food. We're actually one out of three breweries in North Carolina that serves food, liquor, and wine, and also beer, obviously.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
That place do be hitting. The chicken and waffles hit.
Heist. They do be hitting.
It does be hitting. So, yeah. That's cool. I lied on my interview, told them that I had serving experience when I did not have serving experience.
Have you told them yet?
Nope.
They
they just fucking threw me into the fire.
Oh, yeah. Ian was like, he just showed up for the interview and he was like, yeah, I've got experience. And they're like, all right, cool. You're working a double today.
No, it was more than a double. It was 12 hours.
Triple. Damn, son.
Yeah. Congrats. I'm in there now.
Congrats, bro. And then back to what Jake was wanting to talk about. The game?
Oh, yeah.
The motherfucking game.
The game, bro.
Yeah. Ian got me addicted. He's got me hooked.
We finally got Jake on the COD grind.
He's got me fucking hooked.
Warzone, baby.
What you know
the
about
BR it? Lifestyle.
You didn't even buy the full game, did you?
Yeah. I did not buy the full game.
Bro, you gotta buy the full game.
No, fuck no.
Come on.
You know how cheap I am?
I know, but it's...
I washed our laundry, our shower curtain in the wash because I didn't want to buy a new one. That's how cheap I am, Ian.
I know, but it's...
I'm not getting the full experience.
And you're not going to buy the Battle Pass, I'm guessing, either?
I don't know. Last time I bought the Battle Pass was for Rocket League, and that shit sucked.
Well, yeah, that one sucks. But this COD, it's totally worth it.
Okay.
Is it?
I might throw $10 if I have that. I don't know. We'll see.
If you max it out. I maxed it out, and I'm also max level. But it resets in like 2 days, so you better buy the new one.
Okay. I will think about it.
Damn.
Sure. As well as the full game.
Okay. Well, no. But... I'll think about
it's,
that.
It's
too.
So nice getting a dub with the boys, you know,
dude.
I never experienced that in my life.
It's so satisfying.
So that was the hit for me. All right, yeah. We're playing the first couple days. I'm playing Warzone. I played like Fortnite for 2 weeks, and that was fine, but mm-hmm. It wasn't that fun. But playing for the first couple days, I was like, all right, this is fun, but it's not like great. And then we won that one game. Duels.
Oh yeah, yeah.
And we won, and I was like, this is my first BR, like, win.
Yeah.
I don't know what to feel. Like, yeah. What?
BR, what is that?
But, like, Battle Royale, man.
There you go.
And we got first. Mm-hmm. And, dude, this euphoric feeling.
Oh, dude.
It went from, like, my toes to my head.
I was so excited. I got the final kill when I was playing with the boys and got the dub. And, dude, I was going off. And it was lit, let me tell you. It brought back the feelings of... middle school Call of Duty with that search and destroy clutch.
Oh my god,
it was the same feeling, man.
Dude, I haven't had that feeling since like 2010, like
it's
Black Ops. Yeah, like it just, I never thought it would be that fun, like calling out and like actually like, you know, being the best. And now I'm hooked and I'm really mad at this guy.
Yeah,
yeah.
I was screaming in my room, bro. I was like, yo, hell yeah! I was like, damn, my brother screams sometimes like this. I feel like him right now.
It was crazy, and it was nice. I'm gonna waste so much time playing it, but I guess it's not a waste when you're having fun, you know, calling out, playing tactical.
Hell, having fun with the boys, man.
That's it,
you know,
like I really want to play right now.
Yeah, but we're literally gonna play after this.
All right, thanks. I was like nervous.
Gotta,
I
need to
get you were nervous.
Yeah,
what do you think? What do you think else I'm gonna do?
I need to get my fix, man.
Damn, bro, one of my friends said he's having a party and I kind of want to go hang out with them, but I also want to hop on the game. Dude, I feel bad.
That's what Rocket League did to me. It kind of sucked away like my free time because I was so addicted. I just get really addicted to one game.
You
and then I can't stop playing it until I'm like at least subparly good at it.
Yeah.
Like I'm not as good as a pro, but I have to be like that level where I can destroy people who are new, but because I just feel like I have to get good at
something. I feel like you've got what it takes to be a Twitch streamer because you play something consistently
good point here.
And you get good. That's what people like to see, is you getting good and being good and just like grinding.
I'm all about the grind.
Just grinding. I mean, listen, you've got a mic. All right, you got a headset. The only thing you really need is a fucking chair.
Dude, please buy a chair, dog.
I will buy a chair. I will get it. I will use our Spotify revenue to collect money for a chair.
Hold up. You never gave me my Spotify check.
We have a Spotify check? Excuse me.
Where's my cut, bro?
Hold on, let me see how much we've actually made.
Let me get my anchor cut.
Yeah, dude, I need to put in the funds.
Also,
it'll give you $10.
Also, fuck you for not saving the recordings of all three of us doing an anchor intro. It's literally me every single time, and I'm tired of that
you
shit.
You gotta take the L, man.
Dude, we can record one after this.
You won't.
No, we won't, because Jake's already standing up before we even log off.
Yeah, I do be doing that.
He'll be in there playing the game whenever we're saying aloha.
Like halfway across the room, he's like, yeah, aloha.
I just got an itch right now, dude. Like,
I know you do.
I just put, dude, like you were saying, I like putting the grind in. I like the repetitive stuff. Like, if something's repetitive, I just want to keep doing it until it's good.
Yeah.
So we're going to get good. We're quitting our jobs. The pod and Twitch.
Yeah, right. Dude, you got to quit Enterprise.
Don't look at me.
Yeah.
Don't look at me. All right? I like having a job.
Yeah, but
Shout out.
So I was thinking about this earlier whenever we were in the restaurant. And I said, oh my God, I have a great idea for the pod. And then I wrote it down.
Yeah.
And I said, I'm not going to tell you guys until here.
I actually don't remember that, but okay.
Okay, cool. What do you want your life to look like when you're 50?
Oh, shit.
Oh, wait.
All right. Before
I don't want to be sitting in a restaurant drinking beer.
Exactly.
Okay. But before that, I really hope you tell this girl about the pod so then her coworkers listen to it and we have more fans.
Very true.
Okay. But what if she thinks I'm a loser?
Because she's going to be...
Which is very plausible.
If she doesn't fuck with you because you do it with the pod, then she's not for you,
not
all right?
Not about having the pod, but what I say on the pod.
That's your personality, bro.
That's true. If she doesn't like what I am on fucking real, this is
the
real.
Fuck, bro?
This is real. This is raw. This is the E-dog you get. This is the raw E.
You ain't going to get no fake E out
of
the
street. None of that fake shit.
That's what I'm talking about. I have that confidence, bro.
That is true. This pod, this is me.
That's what I'm saying.
You know?
Hell yeah. Because she's gonna be interested to hear it because we mentioned her. And then her friends are going to be interested because we mentioned her.
No, this is how we do chain reaction fans.
This is the marketing we need, bro. We just got to have you wear the Hawaiian shirt. We go to different restaurants.
We meet new people.
Dude, I have like four.
We bag new viewers.
We're going to rotate through those motherfuckers. We're going to go through each shirt.
No offense to this girl. It's just a joke.
You're going to be wearing those shirts at least twice a week.
Oh, man. Dude, I have four. So
we're going to two restaurants a day.
It's 9:14, bro. We can get another one in tonight. Let's go.
Fuck this pot. I'm hitting done.
All right. Aloha.
I'm just kidding. We still have we have at least 2 minutes.
Oh, shit.
So 50 years from now.
50 years old.
I'm just going to be quick. Like I said, I do not want to be that guy at a restaurant drinking beer by himself with no friends, watching a football game, thinking, what the hell am I doing trying to flirt with some girls at the bar? I can't be that guy. But I can be. I don't know what I can be, but I can't be that.
All right. I want to have a nice house, be with my family, and have a really nice garage with a lift in it so I can work on my cars. Have like a nice garage with a lift and a great set of tools and just be able to like invest my time in just like working on
my
cars.
Dude, my mouth is watering right now.
And just like taking them to the track, you know? Oh, and I want like a car like built for one or two different type of things. Like I was thinking about this. I was like, I want one car for the racetrack.
Like the new Need for Speed?
Sure, man. I want one car for the racetrack that's like, I go to the track and go around it and try and get my best times like in a legal format. I want one car for the street that's quick as hell. And then, I don't know, fuck it. Maybe like something.
Drag car or
like
something.
Like a drag car or like a fucking
like
drift
off-road,
car.
Off-road.
Like partake in one or more methods of motorsport. And just
Jeep.
Be chilling, bro.
Dune buggy.
That's how I'm. That's all right. Whatever you said. Motorcycle. That's how I'm trying to be. Yeah. Too.
Just make that dream come true, man. Just humble. It doesn't have to be. Maybe? I want a Lambo, but it doesn't have to be Lambo.
Jet.
It can just be like a passion thing.
Yeah. Speedboat.
Yeah, maybe a speedboat.
Dude, maybe a speedboat. Whenever you go to the lake, bro, and you see lake houses, that shit motivates you to get a lake house.
That's true. Actually,
yacht.
There's this.
Hold on. Speaking on that, surround yourself with the people that you want, like, to be in that situation.
Like a Mustang.
Fucking surround yourself with the people that you want to be in that same field. Just get in there. Get your foot in the door, because that'll make you drive yourself to get to where you want to be.
True. Jaguar. And one thing I heard recently that I really like, build, I guess you could say career, build your career or your business around the lifestyle that you want.
Right.
So if you want weekends off, you got to have a career that allows you to have weekends off, right, or a business that allows you to have weekends off. You know, if you want to have vacation days, etc.
Yeah.
But yeah, I like what you said.
Mm-hmm. exactly.
I'm sure, what you, I'm honestly exactly.
Yeah. Fuck yeah, dude.
Except I want, you know.
That's why we're buds.
Exactly. Yeah. The car shit. That's retweetable. But I really want. I want to own multiple businesses, successful businesses.
I fuck with that.
That I don't want to have to worry about money, but I also don't want a stupid amount of money where I'm just like
stupid amount is almost over the top.
Yeah, I don't want to be like worried about like.
You don't want to be worried, shit. But you don't want to be worry free.
Yeah,
and that, also having that much like money, I feel like could get like really stressful.
Yeah,
because there's so much in the pot, like so many people.
It's not even the stress, man. It's about not having any challenges in life. You know, you just get to a point where stuff's easy because you have money.
Yeah,
and I mean, I'm saying that from my perspective. I don't know what it's like actually having money, but I feel like it definitely makes life easier and less challenging.
Yeah, if you have a bunch of bands, yeah.
Yeah.
Damn.
Retweet.
Some deep shit. I think.
Big deep. What are you guys fucking with?
Let's see.
Oh, I know exactly what I'm fucking with.
Yeah?
Movie. Predestination. Ethan Hawke. 2014. Primetime. Awesome movie.
Okay.
Cool.
What's it about? Just real quick.
Dude can go back in time and travel, and he works for the federal government to stop crimes from happening.
Oh, that's cool.
That's pretty dope. Neat.
So just think of it as you will. It's lit. Duel?
What am I fucking with?
You want me to go?
Yeah.
I'm fucking with, I don't know if I said this last week or not, but I'm fucking with Avatar The Last Airbender.
I think I said it last week.
You did?
Yeah. I finished it.
Shit.
I remember saying, like, Appa.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I'm fucking with it now.
That's dope. How far are you?
I've only gotten through, like, the first season, but...
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, you got a lot. You got some stuff left. I'm at the point where I finished it. I'm like, fuck.
Yeah.
It's over.
It's done.
I don't know, man. I don't want to say that I'm fucking with working as much as I am, but at the same time, it's all I've been doing, and... It's nice while still being, like, difficult. Like, I walk at least, like, 5 to 6 miles a day, like, anywhere from 13 to 15,000 steps a day. And that shit's a grind. Like, I come home tired as a motherfucker.
You feel accomplished, baby.
But it's a good feeling to have that like, thing to do every day.
That's big facts. I didn't realize how much I missed working whenever I went back to work. Like, I fucking crave this shit. Like, I get to work and I'm, like, hype.
Yeah.
I'm like, hell talking to people. Yeah, like, I'm talking to people and fucking, like, walking around doing shit.
Yeah.
Like, shit is nice.
Yeah, I was thinking about it today, dude. I was doing this one thing where I was just sitting in one place doing, like, this monotonous thing where I was just, like, checking cars out while people were coming out at, like, the gate to inventory them. And I was like, fuck, man. I really hope I don't end up in a cubicle or some shit. Yeah, I'm getting a phone call right now.
Aloha.
I hope it doesn't stop the video, so aloha.